Welcome, one and all. You have just discovered the Tom and Topher podcast experiment. The first word in entertainment, tainment. We explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. What the heck is up, everybody? We're here in the studio, transmitting to you, not live.
Ayo.
We are broadcasting via GarageBand in our apartment via Sacramento,
as usual.
Hometown of Chris O'Connor's.
Born and raised
in Sacramento. I was not born here, but I'm once removed.
Yeah, you're from all over.
I'm once removed, though, from this area.
What do you mean?
Like, I lived here before, once removed. Like, oh, you know, right, how, yeah. Like,
lived in Colfax before.
What is a once removed? Like, is that where they're divorced and then remarried?
I don't know how that works.
Or twice removed? I've heard that.
It has to do with cousins.
What is removed?
I don't know. I have to Google that one. People used to say that, and I go, oh, yeah, right. And I never knew what they're talking about.
What is removed? Anyone that can tell us?
Help.
Hello.
DM us.
Anyways, we're here asking the important questions. We're here to ask the questions that need to be asked so that you guys don't have to ask them. We know the answers. We know what needs to be discussed, and we're going to discuss it. Okay?
Yeah, let's get into the details.
We got about an hour.
Yeah.
And then Chris has got to go.
I got to get out of here.
Chris has adult responsibilities.
Yeah, I got
this. And I do not.
Hey, you got time on your hands. That's a good thing.
I got time on my hands. Let's go. Cheers. We're drinking rosé.
This rosé is good. Sweet.
Yeah, it's a little aromatic.
Flowery, yes.
It's a little bodied. Yeah. You could say it's a little thick. I don't know. We were talking about bug out. Times are
getting out of here.
Times are getting a little wacky. And what I was trying to say was that I don't think it's a crazy thing for you to have a little bug out bag. Anyone and any time.
Yeah, why not? You never know.
Like, think of someone in Pompeii.
At any moment, an asteroid can hit our planet.
Think of someone in Pompeii. Think of someone in any sort of situation where an invader comes unannounced. Hello. Welcome us. We're here in California now.
Yeah.
The place where someone would invade. So if you live within the coastal regions of the mainlands, you might want to consider not just having zero plans as far as that goes. Because what I'm starting to realize is that it's a very real possibility. I don't know what's going on with these shipping freights recently, but it seems they're building a wall around the United States with goddamn cargo ships.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know what's going on with that, but the theory is that, here we go, X-Files. I wish we just had a soundboard, bro. Do you want to know the theory, though?
What's the theory? Tell me, I was waiting for it.
That these Chinese shipping freighters are loaded with Chinese soldiers. Okay?
This is real? It's a real theory?
Yeah. Like, highly trained combat soldiers that are disguised as shippers. And upon any sort of invasion, they have hundreds, if not thousands, of ships just waiting off our coastline, full of operators, full of special operations units that all have blue jumpsuits and yellow hard helmets on. And underneath is just teched out vests. I don't know. So that's one theory. Another theory is that they're just trying to starve us. Increase costs of food. What do you think? What are you thinking right now?
I think about that stuff.
Some bullshit?
I don't know. I just... I'm in the mode where I gotta see things to believe it now. You know? I've heard a lot of things that were supposed to pass. And
but what about the shipping stuff? What's that about?
I think it's just another one of the COVID games that's been going on this whole time. They're politicizing stuff. A little
ruse.
Maybe a little bit of what you're saying is true, where they're trying to drive up costs, trying to squeeze us, trying to get more people vaccinated, whatever. But I don't know. I don't think it's Chinese soldiers.
No, probably not. But don't you think that would be insanity? If, like... So, like, don't you think that, like... No, probably there is soldiers. Like, probably. Like, you think not one of those cargo ships has some dudes?
Some spies? Just loaded up with spies?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So like, they're already abundance. I've seen the map of how many are offshore, and it's just thousands.
And is it thousands?
Yeah.
Thousands of ships?
I don't know, honestly. Like 100, but
right?
100?
Yeah. I think it's like 100 ships.
All right, Tommy's looking into this. Either way.
That was some tasty rosé. I gotta look at that label. That was good. You probably got a good deal on it. He went to Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet Plus.
Got a Grocery Outlet. It's right there in the title. It's a Grocery Outlet. Good prices. Outlet prices. Grocery Outlet. What do you got?
So it says 300,000 seafarers are still stuck on ships. We feel like hostages.
300,000
seafarers. Those are personnel.
Damn. That's a lot.
27 cruise ships have reported COVID-19 infections. Let's go. Let's go. We're doing good. You know how long we've been talking about this? I'm sick of it. I'm done. COVID, you know, here's something worth talking about. Squid Games. What the hell is going on with that show? They haven't finished it yet. It's something else.
Historical.
Something else. It's throwing a lot at society. It's going, hey, look at this. Underground facilities where we fuck with people. You know?
Yeah. Super rich, we can do all of this.
Super rich, like random communities of just mega billionaires / trillionaires who own like, I don't even want to get into that, but like
castles and shit.
It's just, you know, this world is full of just conspiracy. What is conspiracy?
There's evil corners of the world, Tommy.
What is conspiracy even, though? Like, you can conspire to make a house. Like, a conspiracy theory is just the government did something and they planned it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you even saying when you say I'm a conspiracy theorist? So I believe that the government conspires to do things. Do you believe that the government conspires to do things? Because I'm pretty sure everybody does.
I don't know. Right? Like, the term conspiracy theorist, like, to me, has, like, or equates to, like, a paranoid person.
Yeah, because and this is hard facts, the CIA created the term conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, you can look it up on their own website. Documents right there.
Documents.
That's another thing that's wild.
I have the documents. That's the thing.
That is another thing that is wild about today, is that there's so much released by the CIA that I, like, dreamed of knowing about when I was a kid.
And people don't listen to it.
And it's right there. Horrible things. MKUltra. Charles Manson.
Alright. So, conspiracy theories have a long history. This is the conservation. The actual term conspiracy theory emerged much more recently. It was only a few decades ago that the term took on the derogatory connotations it has today. Where to call somebody a conspiracy theorist functions as an insult, so it may come as no surprise that there is even a conspiracy theory about the origin. So, the conspiracy theory claims that the CIA invented the term in 1967 to disqualify those who questioned the official version of the John F. Kennedy's assassination and doubted that his killer, Harvey Oswald, had acted alone. So, you know, we could go on that, but there's article after article, if you just look it up, from multiple different websites talking about this. That it's just a random term invented by the CIA, as are many terms and are many conspiracy theories, to just dissuade and lead the public into more lies and deceit and running these merry-go-rounds of... And, you know, this is why conspiracy theories are dangerous. Sorry.
Well, what they've done on multiple occasions is they'll weaponize movements, like the hippie movement. Start off peace, love, because people are taking acid and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting all the revelations that you get when you take those things. And the government saw that as a problem. Because then you have a lot of questions for your government when you take mushrooms. And they had already been experimenting on soldiers at this point, too. So they knew full well its capabilities. So the CIA would just disrupt it and weaponize that. And make that like a drug-fueled, sex trafficking, just like turning the hippie movement into something that's like now has a bad reputation.
This here talking about the Unabomber. The Unabomber. Harvard and the making of a Unabomber. So, the Unabomber was a Harvard professor, and he took part in the MKUltra Harvard experiments, the LSD experiments. And after taking this drug and seeing what they were putting into people, he realized, you know, essentially that they had found Adam's apple, you know. They found the apple. They found this databank of knowledge that was way too powerful. And they were playing with technology, quote unquote. This is what they said. They were playing with technology that was way too powerful. And, you know, these experiments that the CIA conducted, like MKUltra, which was testing LSD on civilians, they created these monsters, quote unquote, that have been set up in society, like Charlie Manson, who was also in the MKUltra experiments.
Big time.
All these things you can Google, you can look up, you can watch There's a guy who did 30 plus years of research on this stuff. Maybe 25 plus years of research on this stuff, who was interviewed on Joe Rogan on just Charlie Manson and his involvement in MK Ultra. His MK Ultra stuff, it turns out to be this big mistake that the government made, and they deemed the participants in it as these monsters, which is just very odd, because
like they went rogue or something.
Yeah, like, and we are taught in our schools, we're taught in, literally, we were taught about the Unabomber in my school.
Same.
So what's that about? That's put into our curriculum. So they're setting up these kids to believe that the government was not involved, and they also are setting us up to believe that there are monsters out there that do these things that are just, we don't really understand why this is happening. I don't get why this is happening. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this guy's cabin and we're going to put it in a museum, this Unabomber cabin, and we're going to let everybody look at it. And we're going to have this story about how this man went crazy and started shipping bombs to random people. No, it was not random people. It was professors who were participating in some of these things.
Oh,
wow. He was targeting people. He was targeting professors. He was targeting actual people. He was not just randomly sending these bombs. And what ended up happening was, from what I understand from the multiple documentaries that I watched on the Unabomber, I don't know, in the past couple, it's kind of foggy, but he ended up hurting other people accidentally, and they made him out to look like he was just randomly just sending people bombs. No, it was just accidental flukes.
Isn't there a documentary on Netflix about him? I need to watch that.
It's a, like I said, it's a little foggy, but he tested this out on certain people. Maybe those people were random, I'm not sure, but his whole target was to end this thing that happened to him, which was the experimentation of LSD on the general public. And it's a technology that if you have taken it, if you have participated in LSD at all, you understand how powerful it is. And if you have taken a high enough dose, you do understand that it's technology that really, I don't know if it should exist. You can find it elsewhere in nature. It was made to weaponize against humans. It was made as a mind-controlled drug, but it ended up becoming a mind-expanding drug.
Yeah. They've turned into the Empire. The dark side. They've been seduced by the dark side. They've opened Pandora's box. That's what happened.
Anakin! Please! Here's the deal, bud. The world, if you look at any corner of this sick rat hole of a society that we have created, you will find a dark, gritty, moldy corner of it. The church, music industry, art industry,
film industry,
yeah. There's real things that are going on in almost everything we participate in. Pedophilia within the film industry is real. It's real. Look into iCarly, the director, Dan, what's his name?
I forget his name, but I know
what he's talking about. His whole foot fetish thing. There's the very real corruption of the music industry that you can just listen to Kanye and what he has to say about the industry. Listen to anybody who has gone in and out of that industry. Post Malone, people are not very happy with that industry. Is that fair to say?
What is Post... Oh, no, not at all. They've had horror stories. What has Post Malone said about it?
He from what I've seen, like, I haven't heard too much that I can just quote, but it seems that he kind of went hard, and then backed off a lot. And, like, I've watched some podcasts with him in the last 5 years. He went on Ethan and Ela. He went on Joe Rogan. It seems like people just, like, they get in it, and they're just like, yeah, this is not at all what I wanted. People are just taking from you. Your friends, what you thought were your family. Oh, my back.
That's a crazy reality.
Oh.
Dang, dude, you're getting some poppers. Yeah. This guy's cracking his back up and down.
I'm sure they heard that. But film industry, music industry, government, politics, being in the housing market, the stock industry, being any sort of business owner.
In the upper echelons of society.
Any CEO. It's all just dirty and gross.
Yeah. Because they're all repressed individuals. They've had to, like, be this certain way for a long time, and they're successful, then they get the money, and then they're like, oh, I can do anything I want now. And what I want to do is what I've been thinking about all these years.
Yeah. I've definitely thought that for a long time. And I still believe it, I think. So there's these, like, weird billionaires who, you know, you watch, like, the Facebook story, right? He's, like, in Harvard. He's a weirdo. Like, all of these guys were just nobodies at one point. And then someone, like, allowed them to have a chance. And they shined bright in their industry. And now people like Bill Gates, who created computer software, are telling people how to stop global warming and how to vaccinate your kids.
Yeah, because he read a lot of books about it.
He read some books, and he wants to shoot rockets up into the air, which is real, that disperse dust to block the sun from global warming. You know, these are great ideas. These are ideas that all scholars who have heard them rejected in their time. But now that he rules the world and has been given the key by Sir Epstein, and then slayed the king.
Well, he's dead, so.
He's dead, so. Oh, if you... Okay, let's talk about something. Let's discuss this. I heard this. I'm not going to say who said it. I'm just going to say it. There's people who, in this world, believe that, you know, the sky is not blue. There's people who believe that there's little elves running around whispering little secrets. There's people who really, really believe that everything that C.S. Lewis says in his books is real. There's people... Narnia. You can really go down any rabbit hole, and there's someone in the world who just believes that. And then there's people who believe in everything that Fox News says. And they're on the same level, these people, as far as disassociation and reality. And if you are looking at what's going on with Bill Gates right now, and you are looking at how this pandemic had played out, and you are feeling positive about it, and you are feeling positive about the leaders as far as Fauci and Biden and
Harris,
your fucking little software programmer, Bill Gates. Like, if you're happy about this doomsday team that you've put together, you are fucking insane. Let me tell you, you are just like one of those people who believes that there are fairies who, you know, float around you and whisper little secrets. You are just as insane as any person at, you know, in any mental institution that is locked up for just, you know, any number of reasons. That's just not pursuing reality. That's pursuing your hope to be right, and you're wrong. You're wrong about what has happened throughout this entire pandemic, if you believe in these people. You're wrong about what will happen throughout this pandemic. You're completely wrong about who to trust in times of absolute despair. You're wrong about trusting the government, the pharmaceutical companies, the United States, just in its essence, from the get-go, has been a nation of war and killing. We've come here, we slaughtered the indigenous people who lived here. We continued to slaughter each other in civil war. We went on to fight in multiple world wars that led to us pushing into multiple Asian countries like Korea and Vietnam, trying to take over massive areas of the entire world, which we successfully have, and have bases on almost every country imaginable. You know, we are an empire. And there's people out there who believe in these people who are running this empire. And you are foolish. You are so foolish. You know?
Yeah, just take a step back and look at the media and how it... Like, how can you trust a media that defends everything that the White House does? And they'll maybe sprinkle maybe some critique here and there, but they're hiding Biden's mental decline. They are brushing off the fact that he's giving speeches on a like White House stage. That's weird. What the heck is that about?
But hold on, Chris. What is their motive?
Where the hell has Kamala Harris been?
What is their motive?
What is going on with the border? What the hell happened in Afghanistan?
Why would they have any motive to lie to us, Chris? Seriously.
Yeah.
But why would the government lie to us, Chris? That's foolish to say. Because, you know, throughout history, throughout time, we've had every single reason to trust them.
Oh, yeah. They've just been a stellar government.
Obviously, I'm being silly. Obviously, I don't mean that, but
yeah, we're just joking.
We're sitting here, we're discussing life, you know, like a couple lads should, like a couple lads have always been able to do in the United States of America.
With rosé in hand.
Couple, you know what? The great thing about the United States, and we've discussed this already, is, and you know what, this sounds so cliche and so odd, but you and I have the ability to do so much cool shit right now.
Yep.
At this very moment, 100%. We still have our freedom intact. Freedom is something that I think is the ultimate driver of the United States citizen. Like, pursuit of multiple levels of freedom, and like, it's been taken advantage of by many races, within the system. But what I love is that no matter what, multiple levels of freedom have been obtained by these people who have never had it before in the history that I know. So homosexuals have more freedom. African Americans have more freedom. People of many different races have obtained so much success in my opinion. You know, Obama was president. That's pretty damn cool.
Like, marginalized communities have been able to rise.
Just the fact that there has been an African American president is so cool. It's crazy. Like, from where we came.
Yeah.
Just, like,
it's crazy not how that not, long how ago. Not long, yeah, how not long ago that was.
Like, my grandpa's grandpa is old enough to have fought in the Civil War. So, that's how long ago. My grandpa had N-word lover painted in red paint on his White House multiple times.
No way.
Yeah, my grandpa. He lived through all of this shit and fought and protested with in San Francisco with multiple protest groups for the stuff I'm talking about right now.
That's crazy cool.
And also, like, here's a subject that makes me
great that he was an activist.
Like, it really is cool that he did that. And, like, I really don't want to just, I don't know, make this about how great anybody is for protesting against something so terrible. Like, it should never have existed in the first place. And anybody with a heart would stand up for, you know.
Yeah.
In that time. And that's all he had to say about it. And so a lot of people had that happen to them in that neighborhood that he lived in. And, like, I don't know. In the end, like, my whole point is that the pursuit of happiness is a real thing, you know? That's a real thing. Pursuit of happiness, pursuit of, you know, that's a, you know, that's a very important part that people forget. Like, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Like, that's a real thing that people tend to forget, is that we, you know, we all deserve to be able to strive for a better life. And that's what America represents. And, like, the freedom is slowly being taken away. And you can see it. And if you're believing the media, if you're believing the government, you're believing in people who have always historically taken from the community, you know?
Yeah.
Overtaxing.
I just want to know why. Overstepping. Like, we don't need to be this way. Why do we have to? Why are these, like, little secret motherfuckers in banking and all this stuff and their little secret communities, what am I trying to say? But why have this stuff? We have all this, all these resources, we have all this money, all this wealth. Why live like that? Why be better? You could just be, you know, elite still and still have, like, freedom throughout the earth. Why?
It's addiction.
What's the point of controlling everybody? Is it really, like, do I just not understand, like, the, like, the negative impact of power, like, what power can do to someone's head, to where they just
go full. Not just power, it's that, like,
Darth Vader on people.
When you have a business or a government or anything at all, a child, you want that thing to continuously grow. And, like, eventually, if you don't know what you're doing, which most people don't know what they're doing yet, as far as growing a business and the astronomical effects it has on the people around them. People don't understand that yet. Jeff Bezos doesn't know what he's doing. Elon Musk doesn't know what he's doing. I wouldn't know what I'm doing. I'm not saying nobody knows what they're doing yet. We're in like a toddler stage of making businesses. We're doing what we think is best, which is growing the business.
Yeah.
As quick and dynamically, and like, I don't care what it does to the resources. I don't care what it does to the world economy. It's just my business needs to grow.
Yeah.
And like eventually, maybe in 200, 300 years, season
coming up,
we'll have like some sort of government regulatory system of like, if you want to build a business, you need to understand that it's like a school. You have a function, and like your function isn't to get like astronomically rich. And like, you're going to have like a base level of what can happen in your business, and we'll help you get there. Just like a school or anything else, we'll help you get there. But like, you will function as you need to function.
Yeah.
And that may be some sort of socialist shit, but like, that's so anti what capitalists are about. That's so like government regulatory.
But why not have,
but like, that's maybe where we're headed.
But why not have like where you could have social programs where there are like government provides daycare and medical stuff, and then also there's the private daycare and there's the private medical stuff, but it now has the competition of the free government stuff, which is...
They're saying have free and both?
Yeah, like why not?
Free and paid?
Yeah.
Because everybody would go to the free.
Right. Or...
It'd be unfair competition.
But it's still available.
Yeah. But
people could choose to pay for private insurance, which may have perks over the government insurance, which may have limitations, which might be better suited for people that are like low income.
Yeah. Well, if anything, I know that
watching... I just don't see why capitalism and socialism can't like live together.
They do.
In harmony.
We live in a social democracy, bro.
It's just so politicized. People want... It's a wedge issue.
People think that we live in a... We don't live in a socialist country. We live in a social democracy. Like...
Yeah.
Like, everything about the... When you step outside into the world, the world that you're participating in, like the highways and the roads and the parks and the streams and the anything that's not like a private business or home, that's all being funded by you and I. It's all government, institutions, judges, courthouses, highways,
public transportation,
sewage.
Yeah. I'd be happy to pay taxes if, you know, it goes to things like that, and not just...
But here's where people really just had a hard time recently, is that, like, living here in California, you really see that your taxes you've been paying, you know, the police aren't going to protect you. The military is going to turn against you.
The roads suck.
You're going to get blockaded into your little home, and... You're really paying 40% of your paycheck to get fucked in the ass.
Yeah. I'm really happy to see the pushback towards the IRS being able to look at the activity of, like, any transaction over $600 or whatever, however that law was going to be.
That was ridiculous.
A lot of pushback there. A lot of pushback with the vaccine mandates, which I'm not anti-vaccine, but I'm anti-vac. I'm anti-mandate on that. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that mandate. No, no, no. Big mistake.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. You can make a vaccine. It's cool. It's fine. Love it.
Yeah, go for it.
Make all the vaccines. You can fund Toys R Us, and they can make a vaccine again and reestablish their business through this. And I would gladly support it. But the next mandate that goes out is gonna be the brink of civil war. I swear to God.
Yeah, it probably
people
is.
People are not happy, and the suppression in the media right now is massive, and the world, France, Australia, the United States, Canada,
Europe,
people are
all of Europe
very, very, very upset.
And in the streets, did you say South America? Because
no,
multiple South American countries are also in uprising. I don't know if I could say in uprising, but like at least mass protests.
This broadcast is transmitted for about an hour now. You have 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
This was a good one. This could have gone on for a lot longer, but, you know, you love the Tom and Topher podcast. You love us. You hate us. You can wrap your mind around what we just said.
Yeah, we had to do it just to
understand that we're just a couple guys. You don't have to take us seriously. We just have some ideas. We're not generally happy with what's going on, but we're not angry. We understand that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So let's all just
come
go
together.
Online. We all need to go online. We all need to just click that follow button on Tom and Topher on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. God bless you guys. Angels watch over you all night long. Tom and Topher out.
Peace.